You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Twin Cities photographer Erin Barnard wants to use her talent with a camera to make a real difference. She's launching a new project called Hashtag My Name Is. Barnard was inspired to help build the self-esteem of transgender individuals when she was frustrated by a story she heard about a trans person who, while hospitalized, was disrespected by staff who refused to use the trans person's name of choice.
I am all about inclusion. What I decided to do with that is I wanted to turn it into something positive. I've always gotten praise and I've always gotten farther in life by being an artist. So a lot of people recognize my photography. They want to be part of it. So I'm thinking, how can I make a difference with what I have? You know that saying, do the best with what you have, where you're at.
Yeah.
Okay, where I'm at, I don't have a ton of extra money. I can't go throw money at a charity, but I can devote my time. So what I'm doing is I'm willing to invest my time into meeting as many male to female trans women as possible, hearing their story, making sure that we're on board of women's empowerment and inclusion, making sure that they're ready to take that step and be a little bit public with it. I want to make them into a model. I want them to come in, and this will just be a one-time thing. Boudoir isn't because you're a professional model and you're going to go try to make a career out of it. It's for wherever you're at. So you can come to me at any stage. If you're just experimenting with female clothing for the first time, but you feel as though you are female, if you're going through a transitioning stage, if you're fully living as a woman and no one knows your past, as long as you're willing to be public, I'm going to photograph you as the beautiful woman that you are. We're going to bring out your best features. You're going to have a beautiful set of images to look at. You'll have the final say of which ones I'm able to use to represent you the best. We'll have a consultation in the beginning to talk about your personality.
But it's not nude photography, is it?
I'm a little hesitant on going nude because I feel like that can take a sexual turn really quickly.
It's more about beauty.
Absolutely. It's and we don't want to focus on the parts of your body that you like the least and all these kind of things. We want to do soft feminine poses and things that make us feel good about the body that we're in.
Erin, what can a photograph do? I mean, posing for the photograph and all that can be very interesting and exciting. But when that trans person has that photograph to look at on their phone or their tablet or even a printed out photo in their hand, how will that change that trans person's life?
You know what's interesting about that is it will change every single person in a different way. And I would say I've had almost 100% positive feedback. I'm hoping that in the trans community, especially, we could reach out for more inclusion because it just isn't talked about as much. And thank goodness that we're in the age that we are where there's more dialogue being brought up and more inclusion being brought up.
You're just starting this project, Erin.
Yes.
How are you going to be able to get some trans people to take part in this project?
It's all about community. I haven't gotten anywhere by myself. I can't, you know, I can't go anywhere in business without the backing and the help of the community. So what I'm wanting is I want to rally other women. I need other people to submit their friends. Please don't submit your friend without their knowledge. You can tag people on the post. You can nominate people. There's full rules on the page itself. If you go to the Boudoir Photography by Erin B. page, B as in boy, E-R-I-N-B, on Facebook, you'll see the My Name Is with the trans flag on there. And then it'll have the rules on how you can submit. You send me a private message. You say, hey, you know, I know this person so-and-so, and they're absolutely wonderful. I want you to say the best things about that person, why they'd be perfect for this, the struggles they might have had in their life, where you think they're at now with it, and what they'd be comfortable with.
But people don't have to be nominating other people. I mean, if you're a trans person, you can nominate yourself, right?
Please nominate yourself. And that's been one of the beautiful things. They get so excited. There's been a couple of people that have been nominated so far, and they've been tagged in the post. And it's like, oh, man, this person is so amazing. And I would love for them to do this. And I'll private message us like, hey, you know, is it okay with that person that you've done this? And then they're like, yeah, I did. I totally asked first. And then you'll find that person nominating themselves, which is such a beautiful thing because you not only get a friend's perspective of how wonderful that person is, you kind of get a glimpse into how they feel about themselves, which is going to help me create a perfect portrait session for them.
That's Twin Cities photographer Erin Barnard. You can find out more information about Hashtag My Name Is at her Facebook page, which she says she carefully curates to make it a safe space for everybody. I'm Laura Kennedy.